State volleyball previews are rolling along here on KMA Sports. We have a Class 5A edition for you for those state qualifiers. Head coach Mary Wiskus of the Dowling Catholic Maroons had advanced onto those quarterfinals. Going to be an interesting one to talk about their season and how they've gone along. Coach, let's go over that postseason run, though, as you guys have made it and advanced on to the 5A quarterfinals. A couple sweeps for you guys, so tell us all about it.
Yes, I think we have a younger team this year. We graduated 8 seniors last year, and just a steady. We're number one hardest schedule in the state, so it's been a really big challenge for us. As far as we have a lot of new faces on the court, and just being challenged day in and day out. And I think I think that tough schedule really helped us to get prepared for the postseason, and it's really sharpened the sword a little bit in that way. And so it was nice to see the girls starting to really play together and peaking at the right time and taking care of our side better than we have really all season.
You mentioned that the kind of a young squad for you guys. Who has stepped up as some leaders on the court for the Maroons, and what's it look like when they're on the court doing it, and who's doing it?
Well, we have two seniors that are returners for us that have been big leaders for us. Ellie Muller is a senior middle. She's played all 4 years for us as a middle. She's going to Mizzou to play basketball, so she's been a big force for us as a middle hitter the last 4 years, and she's been a big leader for us this year. And then Ava Gredeke is a right-side hitter. She's been a right-side hitter for us for the last 3 years, and she's just been a great force for us as well. Those are our top two hitters as far as kills go and hitting efficiency. So they've been awesome at the net for us, and then also defensively putting up a big block. I think we have probably one of the biggest blocks in the state. And so that does help us defensively. But those two are leading the way for us offensively and defensively. Another one of our returners is Kaylee Klein. She's a junior. She's an outside hitter, and she's just an offensive force. She hits the ball with the most velocity of anyone on our team. She has learned to become, I would say, more mature hitter as far as hitting good shots, taking some speed off the ball, and pushing deep corners. Just getting smarter offensively, I think, as the season has progressed. But those really are big leaders offensively for us this season.
You guys will be moving forward to those quarterfinals there in Class 5A, where you'll be taking on Ankeny. You guys have played them once before. You guys got the win versus Ankeny at home. What's it going to be like facing someone second time around with such high stakes?
It'll be fun. I mean, Ankeny is a very talented team. Their libero is amazing. She's probably one of the best in the state. She's just fun to watch. So it'll be a really good match. I think we're pretty evenly matched, so it's just going to be a matter of who plays better volleyball that day. And I think we challenge each other in different ways, and it'll be a really fun competitive match. I know we won the last match, but I think honestly we just played really well that night, and Ankeny didn't. And you know, it could easily flip, you know, on Monday. And it's really just going to be just who plays better that day. So it'll be really fun. We're excited to play and up for the challenge. I think honestly, again, going back to the our schedule is really tough, and so I don't think the girls are intimidated by tough matches. We just have done it all year long, so we're ready for it.
So with it being a young squad and the team so evenly matched, what do you think is probably priority number one when you see you guys coming on the court there on Monday?
I think just attacking zone one and staying away from Haley. She just contacts that ball, first ball, really well and keeps them in system. So really focusing in on staying away from her, getting our middles going. And then also just our first ball contact. You know, we graduated our libero and two DSs last year. So our first ball contact, just making sure that we play the serve and pass game well. I think that's going to be really critical. I think every coach would probably say that. We got to serve well, serve aggressive, and we got to pass well. So keeping us in system, we really have six amazing hitters. Our offense is, there's nobody that we can't go to, and I think we really mix up our offense a lot, so it's hard to just game plan to defend us. So getting that first ball contact will be really important, so keeping us in system.
That is Dowling Catholic head coach Mary Wiskus. They're about to head on the state quarterfinals, taking on Ankeny there on Monday. Coach Wiskus, thank you for getting this in. Appreciate the time. Good luck there the rest of the way in Coralville.
All right. Thank you very much.